Leonard Patrick Gonzalez Sr., one of the principals in the 2009 slayings of Bird and Melanie Billings, has died in prison at the age of 62. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
As is the case in every inmate death that occurs at the Department of Corrections, the medical examiner will determine the cause of death in this case. It's also standard procedure for the Office of Inspector General to investigate all inmate deaths.
McKinley Lewis is a spokesman for the Department of Corrections. Gonzalez was serving 17 and a half years for his involvement in the slayings, which occurred at the Billings home in Beulah on July 9, 2009.
Mr. Gonzalez Sr. did have a major role in the case itself.
State Attorney Bill Eddins.
He hit the van and was planning to repaint it. And when it was discovered, the initial viewpoint was that he was only an accessory after the fact. He indicated that he wanted to talk and tell the truth. When he started talking, he laid out the entire plot.
3 days after the murders, in an interview with Escambia County investigators, the elder Gonzalez admitted to being in one of the getaway vehicles.
They come back, they get the van. Where do you go?
We go down about two or three blocks, I don't know, name road. We take a left, swap everything out of the van. Wayne and I take the van, take a right, go straight back to my house.
In March, the Florida Department of Corrections asked for an early release for Gonzalez, who was wheelchair-bound with a terminal illness and needed assistance to complete ordinary daily activities. Eddins and the Billings' daughter, Ashley Markham, appeared before the Department of Offender Rehabilitation to oppose the release.
As a general proposition, I'm opposed to early release because someone is facing death in prison. They have hospitals in prisons, they have doctors in prisons, and our general position is that if you're sentenced to prison, then you should serve that term regardless of the circumstances.
DOR voted 3-0 to deny the motion and have Gonzalez serve the remainder of his sentence. 8 people were convicted of planning and taking part in the Beulah murders, including Leonard Patrick Gonzalez Jr., who's said to be the mastermind behind the crime. In April, the Florida Supreme Court upheld his first-degree murder conviction and death sentence. The elder Gonzalez, 17-and-a-half-year term, says Eddins, could have been longer without his cooperation.
Not only did he confess and cooperate and tell us the truth as far as we could determine about everyone that was involved, he also was called to testify in one of the trials.
That trial involved Donnie Stallworth, a former Air Force sergeant charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. Mistrials were declared in the first 2 proceedings when the juries deadlocked.
We changed our approach in the third trial and eliminated one of the young witnesses whose credibility had been severely impeached and instead used Gonzalez Sr. to testify, and his credibility was better, and I feel like that was a significant factor in our ability to convince Stallworth.
Stallworth received 2 consecutive life sentences. State Attorney Bill Eddins was asked if Leonard Gonzalez Sr.'s death provided some type of closure.
Yes, it's my understanding that it does in talking to the family of the victims, and it certainly does for our office. In a case of this nature, it's never over since one of the defendants is on death row and the others are in prison serving lengthy prison terms.
The Department of Offender Rehabilitation also rejected a second defendant's motion for early release in the Billings case. Pamela Long Wiggins, who is also said to be terminally ill, is serving 28 years as an accessory after the fact. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.